Dr. Curry joins us now. Professor Curry, thanks for coming on tonight.
Tucker, it's a pleasure.
Well, thank you. It is for me. So you have written that part of the problem with climate science, not just at your school but at others, is that research money only goes to researchers pursuing certain lines of inquiry, and that they're all the same, and that that prevents good science from happening. Am I mischaracterizing you?
Not really, but what you're seeing is there's this dominant theme of human-caused climate change, which is where all of the research and the focus is being directed, and there's far too little funding and effort going into understanding natural climate variability. That's my concern.
Right. So is that, for those of us who are non-experts, is that the key debate, not whether temperatures are changing, because of course they always have, but over what's causing that change? And is there a debate on that?
Exactly.
In your
world? It's clearly warming, and it's been warming
right.
for several hundred years. The key question is how much of the recent warming, say for the last 50 years, has been caused by humans.
Right.
And my interpretation of the evidence is that we really can't tell, and I don't see a clear signal that it's being caused by humans predominantly.
Do you believe you are penalized for that view?
Oh, I've been vilified by some of my colleagues who are activists and don't like anybody challenging, you know, their big story. So, I mean, I walk around with knives sticking out of my back.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the university environment, I just felt like I was beating my head against the wall and not being effective. The universities should be places of unfettered research, freedom of investigation, honest and open debate, diverse perspectives, etc. And in certain fields, you know, that are politically relevant, you're definitely not seeing that.
The research you're doing and that your colleagues, the ones you described as activists, are doing will inform public policy in a way that affects every person on the planet. So the stakes are really high, no?
The stakes are very high. Personally, I think I can have more of an impact outside of the university in the private sector, sort of free market, academic freedom.
Let me ask you this. When you hear people who ask the question that you just asked, to what extent is climate change being driven by natural factors that have always existed, and to what extent by human activity? People who ask that question are derided as climate deniers. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is we really don't know. It's certainly humans are contributing something. We don't know how much. From the evidence that I've seen, I don't think it's the dominant cause. You know,
wait, but
I think
Dr.
It's
Curry,
mostly...
you're not listening to TV, because 98% of scientists globally believe one thing. So you must be in the 2%, right?
Ironically, the way the question is framed about the consensus that yes, it's warming, yes, humans contribute to it, I mean, everybody agrees with that, and I'm in the 98%. It's
yes.
When you get down to the details that there is genuine disagreement that is really glossed over in the media.